Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 10, Vibhuti Yoga, Yoga of the Divine Glories of the Lord. And so far we have seen that Lord Krishna has repeated again that He is the source of all the beings and everything evolves from Him. Our difficulty is, even though we have heard this over and over again, it is very difficult for our mind to accept that. That when I see this world of plurality around me, I can't accept that everything I see, which includes the bad and evil, also is Lord's glory. It's His manifestation. So Arjuna also had the similar difficulty. So he asked Bhagavan, that even though I am completely convinced that you are the source of all beings, you are the Lord of all the Lords, but I need to hear from you in which form I should worship you, in which various forms I should worship you and meditate upon your glories so that I come to understand your true nature, which is the common difficulty we all seekers face. Even though I have intellectual appreciation, but the experience of that truth is not that easy. So I need some guidance. I need some means of focusing my mind on the manifestations of the Lord. And I should be able to feel His presence. So, Arjuna asked that question and said, Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyo asi bhagavan maya. In what different aspects or forms I should think of you so that my mind get convinced that you are pervading everywhere. And then he said, tell me again in detail. You had been telling me all throughout this discourse what your nature is, that you are ajaha, you are unborn, you have no end, you are the beginning and the end for everything, nothing can exist without you, all the existence in this world as we understand is actually the existence of your glory only. At this point my mind needs some help to focus on that truth, because you had been telling over and over again that those who think of me as unborn and the source of all beings, with love, with devotion, they come to me. They come to understand me, they come to realize me, and therefore they become me. How should I get that situation? How can I get to that point? So give me some help and describe your glories in detail. So whenever I see your glory in this world, I should recognize your presence there. And he said, tell me again and again in detail, O Janardana, your yoga power and immanent glory, because I do not feel satisfied by hearing your life-giving speech. This is nectar to my ears. When I hear your glories, your words, it gives me immense comfort that there is nothing exists other than you, that everything I see around me is just you. When I hear this, it gives me a great consolation, get great satisfaction and great inspiration to move forward in life. But I need to continue hearing that from you. So in response, Bhagavan said, Hantate katha ishyami divyahi atma vibhutayah ప్రాధాన్యతః కురు శ్రేష్ఠ న యస్య అంతః విస్తరస్య. అలాస్, ఐ విల్ డిక్లేర్ టు యూ అగైన్ మై డివైన్ గ్లోరియస్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ప్రామినెన్స్, ఓ కురుశ్రేష్ఠ, ఓ బెస్ట్ అమాంగ్ ద కురుస్. బట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ మై మేనిఫెస్టేషన్స్. స్వామీజీ పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ హియర్ దట్ భగవాన్ స్టార్ట్స్ హిస్ డిస్కోర్స్ విత్ ది ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ హంత్. దిస్ ఇస్ ఎన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ సమ్వాట్ of a disappointment on the part of the teacher, with the same token an expression of compassion for the student, knowing that the student is a very sincere seeker and he is having difficulty in grasping this difficult concept, even though it has been explained in detail before. But student is sincere to ask again and again till the idea gets clearer to him. So Bhagavan said, I will explain to you again. Even though it is next to impossible to describe all my glories, because there is no end to it. As Swamiji explained, it is something like if the gold guru has to explain gold's glory in the jewelry in this world to a gold necklace, gold has to say, my glory is endless. There is no end to my glory. My manifestations as different jewelries in this world is infinite. They constantly come into being and change. Gold from ring, it may change to necklace and then it change again to something else. All the time the gold remaining the gold. So for gold to explain all the glories of the gold to a piece of jewelry as a seeker, it wants to know the gold's glories. It's very difficult for the gold to explain. So, Bhagavan said, you want to know the essence of this self, which is your own self and also the self in everything else. That is the essence of the existence. I exist because myself exists. You exist because yourself exists. The table exists because itself exists. There is an existence which is common among all of us. But this existence in its form and its shape continues to change. For the existence itself to explain the various forms of existence is impossible. Our Bhagavan said, I'll explain to you in their prominence. Something which becomes more obvious to you when you see it, in that manner I'll explain to you. For example, if somebody says, I want to experience electricity in this room, and we can say, well, electricity is something very abstract. It cannot be described, it cannot be contained in a jar, it cannot be put in front of you, but I can explain to you its manifestation in the prominence in this room. So I can turn on the light and say, do you see the light? That light is nothing but the manifestation of electricity. I turn on the fan and say, do you see this blade moving? Then movement of the blade is nothing but expression of electricity. I can turn on the heater and say, do you feel the heat in the room? That heat is nothing but the manifestation of the electricity which is supplied by the local electrical company to us. So I can see the presence of the source of all these manifestations in its prominence when it becomes available for my senses to experience. So Bhagavan said, I'll explain to you my glories in its prominence, where it becomes easier for you to accept my presence and then meditate on me as that manifestations. Just as we have seen before, that a Christian can think of God in the form of Jesus because it's easier for him to experience the presence of God as Jesus, the Son of God. For a Hindu, it is easier to see God in Rama or Krishna or Shiva, because by association my mind can feel the presence of the divinity in the form of Rama or a Krishna or Shiva. For a Muslim, for him to experience the divinity, he can see it in Kaaba. Wherever it is prominent, it is easier for us to experience that presence. So, Bhagavan said, I'll explain to you in its prominence, my glories. But before we start on this journey of at least indicating to you this various glories, manifestations of myself, I want you to understand that my glory is not limited to this prominent examples that I will be giving you. Bhagwan is in the temple as we feel his presence there. Bhagwan wants us to know that that's not the only place he is. We Hindus think the Bhagwan is only in the temple. The Muslim think the Allah is only in the mosque. Christian think the God is only in the church. Bhagwan says that's not the case. So before we get started on this journey to enumerate various prominent manifestations of mine, let's be clear. Aham Atma Gudakesha Sarva Bhuta Asaya Sthitaha Aham Adischa Madhyacha Bhutanam Anta Evacha. Myself, O Gudakesha, seated in the hearts of all beings. I as the Self dwell in the hearts of all things and beings. And we have discussed this before. Heart is not the physical organ heart which we have as a pump, but the core of the Self, the essence of the Self, what makes me who I am, what makes you who you are, and what makes the table what the table is. That is the heart of that existence. The core of that being is the heart of that being. And Bhagavan said, I am seated at the core of all existence. In other words, existence is only possible because of my presence there. For example, you can say the gold ornament only exists because of the presence of gold in it. Because that's why we hear the expression that all that glitter is not gold. Because it may be glittering, but it does not have any quality of gold, and therefore it is not gold. Because the actual gold is not present in that glittering object. It looks like gold, but it is not gold, because there is no gold in that object. So, the source of all the gold ornaments is gold. Source of all beings is the Self. That which makes that thing or being what it is, the core of that being. And Bhagavan said that core is me. Therefore he said, Aham Atma Gudakesha, O Gudakesha, I am seated in the hearts of all beings. And then he says, Aham Adischa Madhyacha Bhutanam Antevacha. For any being, there is a beginning, middle, and the end. Because as we have discussed, we are part of this Mrityuloka. Mrityuloka, the mortal world, where for everything in this world has beginning, middle, and end. There is a beginning, there is existence in time and space, and then there is an end. For all the beings, Bhutanam, for all the beings, I am the beginning, I am the middle, and I am also the end. In other words, that thing or being comes into existence because of me. That's the beginning. So I go to the jeweler and say, I want a gold bangle. And that gold bangle can only be made because I provide gold, or I buy gold, or that jeweler provides the gold for that bangle. So it starts with the gold, and then with that transformation of that gold nugget, the goldsmith can create a gold bangle. Then gold bangle comes into existence. That's the beginning of the gold bangle. Bhagavan said, just as that gold bangle came into existence because of the gold, you came into existence as a being because of me. Without me, your existence was not possible. Without gold, the gold bangle's existence was not possible. So it is the beginning of the self. The limited self is because of the universal self. I could create this room space as an architect because universal space was existing here before I created this room. Then there is a middle. Now that space which I have created is existing as a room space and we are using it. Now that the gold bangle has come into existence, it is existing as a gold bangle, and its owner is enjoying its ownership. So that's the middle. Then one fine morning, that gold bangle's owner decides that bangle is no more required for me. I would like to make the rings out of this bangle. So he or she goes to the goldsmith and says, let's convert this bangle into earrings. And goldsmith says, I'll be glad to do it as long as there's enough gold in this gold bangle. So the end of that gold bangle is also possible, because gold is now changing its form and shape into something else. Gold bangle came into existence because gold existed before the bangle was even conceived. Gold bangle existed because the gold was existing in the form of the gold bangle. And that gold bangle ends its existence because the gold in the gold bangle is now getting transformed into earrings. Bhagavan said, in the same way, for all the beings, they come into existence because of me. They remain in that existence in time and space because of my existence. Then the time comes for that self to transform into something else. That existence which we have conceived before ends because of this self. So, before we go into this journey of explaining and indicating various expressions of the Lord, which is easier for us to identify as the Lord's manifestation, we must understand that just an exercise for my mind to meditate upon Him. In reality, His manifestations are limitless, endless, because He continues to manifest into one form, into another. And therefore, this world of plurality is constantly changing, but it remains the world of plurality because of the Lord as the singularity exists in that. So the next verse says, Adityanam aham Vishnuhu Jyotisham Ravihi Anshuman Marichihi Marutam Asmi Nakshatranam aham Shashi. So now comes the various enumeration of Lord's manifestations, which we can identify as the Lord's presence. So the first one says, Adityanam Aham Vishnu. In our Vedas and Puranas, there are various Adityas are described. Aditya is Aditi's son is Aditya. So Adityas are Aditi's son. Aditi, the primordial mother. As per Puranas, she was the wife of sage Kashyapa. However, for our understanding, you can say Aditi is the primordial mother and her sons are Adityas. And in Vedas and Puranas, at various places, they are described either as 6 Adityas or 12 Adityas or even 24 Adityas. But in the modern time in Sanskrit or the later ages, there is only one Aditya is accepted, and that is the sun. The Aditya is also another name for the sun. However, in this case, because Arjuna is the product of the Vedic age, Krishna is obviously giving him an example from his, you know, background. So, Adityanam Aham Vishnu. Out of the Adityas, Vishnu is the most prominent Aditya. Therefore, he says, I am Vishnu among the Adityas, the most prominent one. Jyotisham Ravihi Anshuman. Among lights, I am the sun. I am the radiant sun. So among all the source of lights which you can think, I am the sun, which is the most brilliant source of light. Marichihi Marutam Asmi. Among the Marutas, Marutas as described in Vedas and Puranas are the gods of air, gods of storm, hurricanes, breeze. So any moving air, the presiding deity of that moving air is Maruta or Marutas. Among the Marutas, I'm Marichi. I'm the most prominent Maruta, the Marichi I am. Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. Among the constellations in the sky, I'm the moon. Now Swamiji explains here that on the moon's path, there are these constellations in the sky. So the moon is traveling through these constellations. So you can say that path is for the moon, and therefore the moon is the most prominent in the path of constellation. Or the other way around, you can say all the shining stars you see in the sky, the most prominent is moon. Because for us, the earthlings who are living on this planet, and you look up in the sky, there are all these glittering objects we call stars. And among them, the most brightest one, most comforting one is the moon. One which is very obvious for us. One which is giving us the most comfort is moon. So, Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. So, among the constellation, I'm the moon. So now when you see in the sky and see all this manifestation, but we can see the moon and feel his presence, that the presence of the moon is only possible because the self, the universal existence exists. When we feel the breeze, we feel the presence of the Lord. Even when the hurricane comes, and all this devastation we hear about, we know that it is only possible because of the Lord's presence in that hurricane. We are not the judge for what is good or bad. It is not the intention of the hurricane to destroy things. The things that just happens to be in the path of that hurricane. The nature of the hurricane is to move from one place to another as per the laws of nature. we the human beings have created cities and villages and habitations in locations which happens to be in the path of the hurricane. So what is good or bad is only relative to the person who is judging that. But as far as that phenomenon happening is only happening because of the presence of the Lord. As long as my mind can start accepting this fact, I'll be able to see the presence of Lord when I see all this phenomena in this world happening. And this is one method of meditating. Whatever I see, I'll start seeing the Lord's presence. This hurricane only exists because of the Lord's presence. The sun, during the daytime, I can feel its presence because of the Lord's presence. At the night time, when I see the moon, I feel the Lord's presence because moon could not have been possible without His presence. And we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.